Welcome back. Holiday movies offer a brief respite from the seasonal rush of family, food, gifting, and for one blockbuster series, humanity. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, Breaking Dawn Part 1 was by far the box office champ. The third installment in the Twilight saga has raked in more than $500 million since it opened 2 weeks ago. At that time, many Twihards, as devotees are called, camped out near theaters in anticipation of midnight showings across the country. Critics have not been so rabid. One advocated for putting a stake in the franchise. That has not stopped merchandisers from creating a far-ranging assortment of Twilight-ish products. We asked producer Taylor Quimby to survey some of the glittering and peculiar items being marketed towards fans. Hi, Taylor.
Hello.
So, before we talk about the Breaking Dawn products currently on the market, keeping in mind that the saga is far from over
right,
yet.
More to come.
I should ask you, have you seen the movie?
I have to admit, I haven't. I saw the first movie, Twilight, on DVD. I think it was 2009. And because I couldn't keep myself from expressing indignation at certain perceived fronts to vampire mythology, I think they can be in sunlight, but they sparkle, which is why they don't. And also, most of the main characters live in Seattle because of the cloud cover.
Right.
So that they don't sparkle. I mean, that was a tough sell for me. I realized it would be unfair to watch any of the other films with people around me, because I just can't stop myself from talking.
But I guess you have a Twilight sort of authority close by.
I do. My other half, Tiffany, took her sister to see Breaking Dawn last week, so I was able to get a brief synopsis of the film from her. But listeners should be warned, we're heading into major spoiler territory. So plug your ears if you don't want to hear what happens.
Do you think you can try and sum up the plot of Breaking Dawn in, you know, like 20 words or less?
In 20 words or less.
Okay, 30 words or less.
Okay, so here it goes. They get married, honeymoon, sex, pregnant, she almost dies, she comes back as a vampire. End of the movie.
Whoa, that's about the most brief summary I've heard so far. Thank you very much to Tiffany for that.
Right, yeah. She did a really good job with that.
I don't think that's giving away any more than we've seen in many of the reviews, by the way, but there is a lot more to this story. The Twilight t-shirts, stickers, backpacks, and the books and the all sort of related DVDs. But what else is out there for Twilight products?
Well, I personally would divide Twilight merchandise into three different categories. First, it's what I'm calling the false idols. And I think these range anywhere from vaguely innocent-sounding Twilight Barbies to the highly suspect Edward Cullen body pillow, or Manlow, as it's advertised on Etsy. For those of you who don't know, Edward Cullen is Twilight's vegetarian vampire heartthrob, played by Robert Pattinson, who coincidentally starred in actually another multi-film franchise. He played Cedric Diggory in the Harry Potter films. And to be fair, they have also inspired some pretty weird products, like I think there's the Harry Potter sock yarn, but I think that's so much less creepy than a life-sized vampire-shaped pillow of Edward Cullen, which, I might add, sold out.
Oh.
Also on my list of false idols is the Edward Cullen shower curtain, a nice touch if you want to recreate the shower scene from Psycho on a daily basis, and of course, the full-sized cardboard cutout. I think that's kind of a classic, this time of Taylor Lautner, who in the film plays the young werewolf Jacob Black.
All right, so body pillow for young teenage girls, presuming. What else? Makeup?
Good guess. I've more or less lumped beauty and fashion products into the second category, and there's a few things to talk about here. Some of this stuff is disturbing for obvious reasons, and I'm thinking about the glow-in-the-dark soap with Edward's face on it. Another creative soul thought to paste a tiny Photoshopped Edward Bella love scene onto a single Scrabble tile and make a necklace out of it. I thought that was really dashing.
And showing some sort of can-do spirit, I suppose.
Exactly. Very creative.
But these aren't the mass-produced products available on the rack of the big box stores. These are pieces of handmade fan merchandise. If people don't know Etsy, it is a website for crafting.
Absolutely. And there's other stuff on eBay that there's, you know, probably only a handful of these made by some real diehard fans, but not all of it. Twilight's author, Stephanie Meyer, helped to design one of the official Twilight tie-ins, a replica of Bella's engagement ring from the film.
An engagement ring from Twilight.
Mm-hmm. There is actually three versions of the ring that they made for people of different incomes. So the highest priced, obviously made with diamonds, is about $2,000. And then there's two versions with cubic zirconium, one at about $500 and the other at about a very reasonable price of $35.
For what, the teenage market?
I would think so. I would guess so.
All right, now the third category of Twilight merchandise. Do I want to know what that is?
Well, as you might have guessed, everything else falls into sort of this amorphous, miscellaneous pile. This is where you'd find the Breaking Dawn baking dish, which says Baking Dawn. Took me a little while to see that, actually. The reusable Twilight baby diapers. Tiffany was actually pretty excited about those. We do have a three-month-old. Twilight toilet paper, and probably the weirdest is the Twilight condoms, which, by the way, I feel obligated to mention my personal opinion. I don't think you should trust a condom marketed after a film in which a teenager is unexpectedly impregnated by a vampire.
I'm not sure that condoms marketed after a film, any film, are good ideas.
I think that's pretty sage advice. I'm thinking, like, Muppet condoms? No.
All right, so it is tough for me to ask. I mean, this stuff must sell.
You know, the first thing that a lot of reasonable people think, and I shouldn't call Twilight fans unreasonable, but from my perspective, you know, I thought, does anybody really buy this stuff? And the truth is, absolutely. I asked Tiffany the same question, being that she is a Twilight fan, and she had a pretty valid response, although, as you can hear, I was in a little bit of denial. Do you think people buy this stuff? I mean, if they make...
Of course people buy these things. It's like the same thing when people did, like, Lord of the Rings. There's still people, like, obsessed about, like, other movies.
Yeah, but it's not the same, because Lord of the Rings is cooler.
I didn't say that it wasn't cooler. I'm just saying that it's, like, this, on the same lines and stuff. When people get, like, obsessed about something, it's, like, the same idea. Star Wars, all those things. People dress up like them.
No, but Star Wars is cooler, too.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Taylor, what I'm hearing here is you're saying, science fiction, cool. Twilight, not. I mean, this is a franchise that is primarily marketed and sold to teenage girls and their mothers, it seems. I think there's a lot of mom-daughter kind of bonding over Twilight going on. So it's just not cool, as far as you're concerned.
She's absolutely right. The only reason I haven't dressed up as a hobbit for Halloween is because I haven't gotten the chance. In my defense, Twilight has inspired, I think, some admirably crazy fans. There's a YouTube clip that might give you an idea. This is a woman who filmed herself watching the trailer for Breaking Dawn for the first time. And remember, this is before the movie hit theaters.
I don't even know where to start. I'm actually really nervous about this, and I don't even know what to say. Same old rules. Turn your speaker down. Please don't watch the video if you don't like swearing, because I will be. Oh my God, I just have to watch it now. I've waited so long for this. Breaking Dawn trailer. Full screen. Oh my God, it's a wedding invite!
So that's...
Well, I don't know what's odder, that she's doing it or that she chooses to show this of herself on a video.
Well, and that's what I thought, but I guess, you know, they're proud. They're proud Twilight fans, proud to buy Edward Cullen Manlows.
Well, Taylor, you're clearly not a 13-year-old girl, but we still appreciate you doing such due diligence on figuring out what was out there for the Twilight fan.
Well, thank you for having me, and I should add that these were all, of course, my own opinions, and they don't reflect NHPR or anybody
else. Its board of directors.
Exactly.
Okay, you can go back to your desk now.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Taylor Quimby there, our producer and self-identified non-Twihard. For links to some of the surprising and, dare I say, disturbing Twilight swag he found around the web, you can go to wordofmouthradio.org. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. I'm Virginia Prescott, and this is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby, Virginia Prescott,
and Rebecca Lavoie, with oversight and direction from Abby Goldstein, NHPR's Vice President of Programming,
and web support from Brady Carlson
and Courtney Kenya.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals,
not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters.
For information about the show,
to subscribe to our podcast, post a comment,
or to read our blog,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join our community of listeners on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio.
You can also follow us on Twitter. Our handle is at Word of Mouth. Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production.
New Hampshire Public Radio.